Hey everybody, my name is Nawel Michael-Smith and welcome to another beautiful podcast. This podcast is called What is Tai Chi? And I'm bringing this to you because it's my love. I love Tai Chi. Now, I've been doing Tai Chi and Kung Fu, if you didn't know already. Tai Chi is a Kung Fu art and I've been doing it for many years. And I've been running my Tai Chi alongside my kickboxing that I've also been doing for many years. And when people see Tai Chi, they see these free-flowing, beautiful movements and not knowing what is the purpose. I get asked this all the time. What is the purpose of Tai Chi? What does it do for you? Now, Tai Chi is a holistic art, as yoga is and Pilates. So I teach primarily, as you already know. If you don't know already, I apologize because nothing's obvious, right? If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, you don't know anything about me, but we'll come to that another time. I teach Tai Chi mainly in a Group X environment, which means I go to private health clubs and teach the Tai Chi there. Most Tai Chi classes are done in community halls, scouts' huts, church halls, and so on. Now, these rooms are purposely built. It's a community hall, so it's used for everything the community has to offer. But in a private health club, the studios are purposely built and primarily they're used just for that purpose to hold group exercise classes. Group exercise is when a set of like-minded people come together in a room. It could be anything from 4 right up to 104. Who knows? However big the studio is, that's however many people the studio can accommodate within reason. So before lockdown, people were crammed in the studios. Post-lockdown, the people are spaced out a little bit because the paranoia is still there, I guess. Anyway, whatever. So Tai Chi, as I said, I teach primarily in a Group X environment, which means that the room is purposely built and everyone face the front, and that's how the class is. So what is Tai Chi? Tai Chi is a martial arts, right? As I said to you before, it's a form of Kung Fu, but it's internal martial arts. The difference between internal martial arts or external martial arts, or as I should say, a martial arts per se, because I never knew of a external martial arts until I discovered internal martial arts. Martial arts was just martial arts. But let me explain. When you do a discipline like karate or other forms of Kung Fu or judo, taekwondo, you physically have to use your muscle to hit that person, to knock that person down. You've got to pick up your leg, and everything is external. Everything is brute force in a way. Now, I'm doing it a disservice to say brute force because there's a lot of skill involved in all of these martial arts discipline. But there's the external. It's a shell that is bringing you from A to B. It's a shell that's moving that hand. It's the vessel that's moving that arm. And I'll come to vessel in a moment. Now, in Tai Chi, it's not primarily the vessel. I'm going to talk about the vessel later on in a premise that Tai Chi has called the Three Treasures. So I'll come to the vessel later on. But Tai Chi, being an internal martial arts, you move with the spirit of the martial arts. You allow your breath to take control of your inner workings in order to move your body. It becomes light and effortless. It's like a stream of water. It moves and glides and bends. Even if there's a rock in its way, it would bend and move around a rock. This is Tai Chi. This is how you move in Tai Chi. You conduct your movements from inside. It's internal martial arts. When you do your Tai Chi, when you do your internal Tai Chi, you're controlling it from your breathing. Yes, you prioritize breathing around you. You relax your body into it. It's almost like you're looking down at yourself and allowing your body to move in any which direction it wants to move in. You're moving with the flow. The beautiful balletic flows of Tai Chi comes from the inside out. Yeah. Another thing about Tai Chi, what sets Tai Chi apart from other disciplines, and now I'm bringing other disciplines into it, not just other martial artists, yoga and Pilates, as I've mentioned those before, and all the other Les Mills stuff, all the other stuff. Let me have a swag of my tea here. We've got mind, body and awareness. Tai Chi gives you a sense of awareness. What's happening in your body, what's happening around you. And your mind and body connection is one that people disconnect from. Your body controls your mind and your mind controls your body. So what we want, all right, let me give you an example here. You get up in the morning, get out of the same side of the bed, switch on the same light, you put on the same set of slippers in the same way, you struggle into the bathroom, you know where your toothbrush is, you go and get it, you brush your teeth, you do what you need to do, you shower and you wash, you go downstairs, you make your cup of tea or your coffee, you drink out of the same mug, you do your packed lunch, if you've got to go out for work, you pack your lunch in the same way, if you've got kids, you wrap up their stuff and give them the same thing. It's the same routine every single day. It's clockwork. You know this is familiar paths. It's familiar to you. You know what's happening every time you do it. Yes? These are habits of the body. If you're a smoker or you're a drinker or you take any other substance that you find it hard not to do, it's not your brain. Your brain started off initially, but now it's your body that takes over. Your body becomes a habit. Yes, your body is a habit of the thing that's driving it. So if it's coffee and you find it hard not to have that coffee in the morning, it's your body that craves it. Your body becomes a habit. Your body becomes a slave to the habit. Now, Tai Chi gives you the awareness, the mind and body connection. So if you have an issue, if you have something that you rather not do, i.e. drink excessive amount of coffee or smoke or drink, then practicing Tai Chi would go a long way to helping you to go, if you like, cold turkey on those things. No other aid is needed. You don't need patches. You could just cut completely with the power of Tai Chi. Practicing Tai Chi gives you a higher state of consciousness, a higher state of being. As I said before, when you practice Tai Chi and you get into what we call the forms, and I'll just explain forms for a moment. A form is a series of moves, a series of patterns that you do. Everyone knows Torvald and Dean, right? The beautiful ice skaters that made wonderful shapes on the ice. This is what a form is. A form is like Torvald and Dean moving their body balletically through the ice. And Tai Chi has these patterns connected together. Each move connects to another to create a dance-like martial arts pattern that looks graceful and beautiful and done slow. Now, often people think Tai Chi is just slow. No, Tai Chi has some fast elements to it. As I said to you before, it gives you a higher state of being, a higher state of awareness. Tai Chi, what does it actually do for you though? What is the essence? What is the essence of Tai Chi? What is the meaning behind Tai Chi? Traditional Chinese medicine philosophy is that when you have cold, flus or any virus that gets into your system, it's in your system because your system is disturbed. You want to become stronger, fitter, healthier, become this Superman, this Superwoman. You first got to purify your insides. Every cell in your body has got to be working at optimum performance. There cannot be any blockages. It's like watering your garden and having a kink in a hose pipe and the water won't come out well enough. When you're drinking a drink using a straw, if you bend the straw that it's got a sharp kink in it, that's a blockage. The water or the beverage will not come out of the straw because you've got the kink. Your body is reacting in the same way. We've got blockages in our body here and there. Tai Chi, the free flowing moves of Tai Chi, clears and open up those pathways to allow your body to create this powerful movement from within. It creates a healing process. You're healing from the inside out. Now, healing doesn't mean to say you were sick before. Healing is that it purifies your body. My children, I give them lots of vegetables. I tell them it's gonna make them better. They say, yeah, but daddy, we're not sick. No, you don't need to be sick. You just get better all the time. Better means better. Better doesn't mean you have to be sick to be better. It just means that each time you take your medicine, which is God's natural plants, your fruit and your vegetables, eat loads of those and you will never be sick. And you'll always feel super strong. When you go into the gym and they look at you and think, that skinny little boy or that skinny little girl ain't going to lift these. Boom, pow, you've gone. You've lifted it because you're working now from the inside out, allowing chi, your life force energy, to do what it's set up to do, make you strong and keep you off the operating table. This one now is close to my heart. I went to various schools growing up and a couple of them were rough. But being the person that I am, I fought fire with fire. This is a bad way to do anything, fighting fire with fire, right? Because you're having a fight in a competition, or I'm having a fight in a competition. So I fought before, you aren't fighters. You're lovely, loving, peaceful people, which I am, I've got to say, which I am, of course. But let me tell you a story. When I fought, I just get angry. It was control anger and try and hit them back harder. There's a problem with that. Is that no one's just going to stand there and allow you to hit them. So if you hit a person hard, they will hit you hard. And so on it goes on until one somebody is seriously injured. Now, you don't want this. So here's the thing. Tai Chi allows you to train with harmony, peace, and 100% unadulterated love. This is what heals you. This is what makes you feel good. The love you have for your fellow mankind. You can't just like someone, because anyone could like something. I like the dog, I like the cat, I like the food, I like the table, I like the sky, I like the floor, I like the earth, I like the chair, I like the TV. You know, all of these likes, like that, but do you love mankind? Do you love womankind? The answer for me is an outstanding yes, because I love being a part of the human race. I love being a part of this. And for that reason alone, I love everybody. I work with so many people in the classes that I teach. And I never discriminate. They could be tall, small, wide or skinny. It doesn't matter. The love you have for mankind should outweigh everything. Another thing about Tai Chi. What is Tai Chi great for? Stay in the moment. Keeping you in the moment. When you do a Tai Chi, and I've asked many people this before. When you do Tai Chi, what are you thinking about? Everybody always says to me, nothing. Look at the power of that. When do you ever not think about anything? Tai Chi has so much power within your internals that your mind is concentrating on the forms and patterns that you're doing. You know the Tobel and Dean metaphor that I just explained to you with? Staying in the moment, keeping your body in the moment. The moment is a wonderful thing. Why is staying in the moment so vastly underrated? It is, without a doubt. Let me tell you this. You get somewhere and you look forward to that next thing you're going to be doing. I want to be going to the theatre. Can't wait to see my friends this weekend. Can't wait for work to finish. Everything is always, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. Then when you get to that place, then what, right? You've waited to go to the theatre for the past 2 months. You get there, you see the theatre, and so then what? What now? Oh, you want the next thing? Well, no, it doesn't work that way because you already had your thing. Staying in the moment. The moment is a wonderful place. You know, the moment is the only place you can create. You create when the mind is still. When the mind is busy, you're just a slave to the establishment. You've got to clear your mind. Now, as I said, when I ask everybody who's taken Tai Chi, what were you thinking about? They don't know. They cannot tell me. Because the moves that we're doing, the intricate moves that we're doing, keeps your concentration. And the beautiful thing about it keeps your concentration that you're focused on this period right now. So here comes the magical part of it. You could turn off. Even if you fell asleep standing, your body will still be moving in that motion because now it's internal, remember? It's not your external. You stop thinking about stuff on your external, your body falls apart. You don't know whether you're going to punch or kick or whatever. But in Tai Chi, it isn't the case. Tai Chi, you stop thinking about the move. The move actually gets better because now you're reacting on a 3D playing field on a level where your body doesn't even know it's doing it. It's just doing it. You resetting your mental control. Your brain has just flipped from busy to non-busy, relaxing, allowing you to be able to think clearly and reset. We're running out of time here. I want to wrap this up pretty soon. But I want to talk about the three treasures, a big Tai Chi premise here, one that governs us. It's almost like our creed. This is what we govern ourselves on the Tai Chi aspect. And it's called the three treasures, body, energy, spirit. Now, the body, I think we've covered quite a bit, but let me just go over that again. The body is the physical vessel that moves. You need your shell to get from A to B. In order to do that, to move your body, we like to think that you're moving it with deep control breaths coming from an elevated five-dimensional realm. Now, again, energy, your energy level. Your energy is a process that is done through the flow. Whatever, so you've worked the shell, but you need to know what moves the shell, what is governing that part of the process here. That's your chi, your life force energy. The energy that you put into it gives the moves vibrance, because your empty shell is nothing without the free-flowing movements of the energy level. Your energy, your flow is your energy. The last one out of the three treasures is spirit. Now, spirit gives you a deep understanding of what Tai Chi is about. And it actually settles you down, because you're working now from pure consciousness. And the next thing that you get from working through the spirit is intelligence. High level of intelligence of understanding what the Tai Chi moves and the implications of them. You could literally see your cells in your body reacting as you go through the free flow and the controlled moves. And then creativity also. Your mind has to be still in order to create. This is what I've told you many times before. Slow down the neurons in your mind, repath the neurons, and you would just be choreographing and creating new patterns and new shapes all the time. We're not dead in the grave yet, right? We still need to be creating stuff and looking after the community, the Tai Chi community. The last one, the last and final one, is passion. Passion allows you to deeply immerse yourself in the process and the pure consciousness, the pure energy that you've got going on there is captivated through the love and the desire and the beautiful happiness that you've got for Tai Chi. Because that passion in itself, passion is a word in itself. What does passion mean? I adore what I'm doing, or I adore that thing, or I adore that person. Tai Chi is one to be endured. Yes, you love it. Because I wish I knew Tai Chi when I was a little boy growing up, because I was feisty. I had so much fight in me. And in essence, I needed to calm down. I needed to just take a step back. Hence my beautiful mother, who's not with us anymore, signed me up into a judo club, then a boxing club, then a kung fu club. And I was set from there on. In myself, that is, I loved being that person that could do those martial arts, artists. Boys and girls, listen, I want to sign out now, because I've been rapping quite a bit on Tai Chi, and I hope you have got the essence of Tai Chi, and I'll probably be bringing you another one of these to give you more, because there are so many layers to Tai Chi, layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. So if you want to be strong, fit, healthy, and take control of you, you need to take control of you, then Tai Chi is the one for you. Sign up to my Tai Chi classes. In fact, sign up to Patreon.com/LoFuFitness, and then you'll get all my Tai Chi videos. I've got so much content up there at the moment that you're bound to find one that you love. Okay, boys and girls, I'll see you soon. You are great students, you're great listeners, and take care of yourself. Go about your business real safe. Ciao.